Strange Adventure.
Ed Coakley and Jim Travers rode into the boomtown of Belmont, Nevada, and tied their horses in front of one of the saloons. It was evening, and they had ridden a long way for their merrymaking. The two cowboys had picked the right place. Belmont had all the rough pleasures that the West afforded. It was a rich town. The mines were producing at a fabulous rate, and each day people flocked here to gather some of the wealth. Among these were gamblers, card sharps, and horse thieves. Several days before the arrival of Ed and Jim, however, someone had stolen a batch of horses, and the citizens were gunning for the thieves. As the cowboys started into the saloon, a man came through the swinging doors. He stopped abruptly, looked intently at the strangers, and then, leveling his six gun at the pair, began to shout,
"Them's the ones! Hey, everybody! Hey, I done caught me some horse thieves!"
The sheriff came running with the others and took charge of the prisoners. He turned to the miner.
"Now, how do you know that these are the men?"
"Well, I saw them as they rode off the other night."
That was good enough for the crowd. They began to mill around and shout for a rope. The sheriff, not at all convinced of their guilt, put them into jail for their safety. Late that evening, they sat in their cell and considered their situation. It was serious, they knew. Outside, they could hear an angry mob.
"What do you think, Jim? Will they try to take us out of here?"
"No, I don't think so."
Almost on the heels of these words came the ominous sound of a battering ram on the barred door of the jail. The door soon gave way, and willing hands held the sheriff as the two cowboys were dragged from their cell. Ed Coakley struggled in the hands of his captors.
"Look, give us time, will you? Give us time to prove we didn't do it."
The mob only jeered at him, and a voice in the crowd called out,
"Take him down to Big Jack's barn and hang him from the rafters down there."
The crowd roared its approval and moved off down the street. The rope had been thrown over a beam, and the noose adjusted around Jim Travers' neck. When he spoke, his first word since being taken a prisoner, and there was blood dripping from a cut on his head.
"Ed Coakley and me never stole no horses. If you hang us, you'll be hanging two innocent men."
The crowd paid no attention. They prepared for the lynching. Jim Travers straightened to his full height, and when he spoke again, he seemed to dominate the scene. He looked down at the spattered floor.
"As long as that blood shows, there'll be a curse on all of you. As long as it shows, this town'll never prosper."
At that moment, the ropes came taut, and the two innocent cowboys were jerked off their feet to hang until dead. Before the crowd moved away, a miner rushed into the room with bad news.
"See, you know what? The Collins mine has petered out."
That was the first. Soon there were others, and it wasn't long before all the mines had shut down. They had lost the motherlode, and Belmont, its support gone, went into a decline. And today it stands a ghost town, deserted and alone, haunted by a bloodstain and a curse.
This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of Strange Adventures.